right in the middle of a conversation with Farmer Greg and the fruit tree program. You were going to tell us a peach story just before we went to the break.
Yeah, the big box store. I occasionally go into big box stores, and I always walk through the nurseries. Now, do you know that there are hundreds, let's say hundreds of different varieties of peaches? Some will grow here. There's about a dozen varieties that do really well here in the low desert. That leaves hundreds of them that won't ever do anything here. They'll either die or they just don't ever produce fruit or so on and so on. So I'm at this big box store and I see this peach tree in a pot. And I walk up and I look at the tag, and all the tag says is peach. It doesn't say the variety of the peach. Doesn't say chill hours.
Doesn't have a rootstock tag on it.
Doesn't have a rootstock tag on it. Nothing. So, you know, I just laugh at that. Somebody's going to buy that, and, you know, it could be a peach tree that requires 800 hours of chill. Who knows? We just don't know. So, you brought that up. Thank you for bringing that up. All of our fruit trees have a rootstock tag on them and a fruiting tag on them. So it talks about the desert gold peach, says this is a desert gold peach. It requires 250 hours of chill. It ripens in mid-May. And then there's the rootstock tag on it. You know, these days with smartphones, it's really super easy to look up a rootstock if you're in, you know, for your area. Does this rootstock work here? Or you can just come and see me. All of our trees are designed to thrive here. We bring in the ones that really work. And now's the time to place your pre-orders, but in about 2 weeks, our nursery is going to be open. We have a 3,000 square foot warehouse space that we use at 7th Street and Highland, and people that have pre-ordered their fruit trees or people that haven't pre-ordered their fruit trees and want to come and check out what we have, we're open there, and you can check urbanfarm.org for our availability of when we're going to be open on lot for you to come and get trees. And while you're at it, on urbanfarm.org, please sign up for my two classes that are coming up. So You Want to Grow a Fruit Tree. It talks about rootstocks. It talks about chill hours. It talks about ripening times. It talks about which trees to pick for your yard here. And then Three Ways to Kill Your Fruit Trees is my other class. And that class came from the massive amount of pictures that I get from people saying, what am I doing wrong? And they've planted in gravel or they've planted in their lawn. Both you can do. You just have to set up a strategy for success for those trees. And then there's the silver bullet of growing fruit trees that I discovered this year, which this particular one, this silver bullet, I think is going to have 99% of the trees be successful from here on out that you plant. And with that, you're going to have to come into my Three Ways to Kill Your Fruit Trees class to find out exactly what that is.
So you can pre-order your trees online.
You can pre-order your trees online right now. Go to urbanfarm.org, and up in the top right, there's a there's a shopping cart. You can go there, pre-order your trees, or you can come down to our lot and see us.
Now, you said your favorite plant to plant as a tree,
mm-hmm.
because you plant it once and it produces over and over.
Yes.
Last week when we were talking about starting small. If you were going to plant just one tree,
what would it be?
Citrus, apple, peach.
For me, if I had one choice for one tree to plant, it would be a desert gold peach. So y'all out there can't see this, but I'm standing up now and leaning over to the microphone. This is how you have to eat a desert gold peach when it's ripe. Because if you don't, the juice explodes and it runs down the front of your shirt. This is the most incredible fruit that grows here in the desert. It's called a desert gold peach. It ripens mid-May. It is the tastiest peach. And here's what I can promise you. Once you eat a peach that you grew on a tree, you will never buy one in the grocery store again.
These are all rootstock. So just for somebody listening, if you come and you buy one now and you plant it, you're not going to have a huge production this May.
Right. So actually, you said rootstock. You meant
bare root.
Bare root.
Yes.
Yes, bare root. All of our trees are bare root. And the way that my fruit tree program is designed is that we do education starting September 1st all the way into January. People can take classes and come to events talking about fruit trees. And then the trees are delivered at the exact right time to plant them. All the nurseries here in town get their deciduous trees as bare root, and then they plant them in pots. and they get them at the same time that we get them. So in January, they'll be putting them in pots. So if you're buying one and that's been in a pot for 4 months and you take it home and put it in the ground, you know, a lot of the roots break off and, you know, it's not the best way to plant. But if you get your trees from us in January, they're bare root. You're going to take them home. They're still dormant in January. You're going to plant them per our instructions. I got instructions for you on all that. And they're going to break dormancy where they're going to spend the rest of their life. They're going to thrive. They're going to do the, you know, really, really great there.
It'll take 2-3 years for you to get a good production off that desert peach.
Yeah, I tell people it takes about 3 years. Yeah, because you definitely want to thin.
First year you thin, you don't do it enough. The second year you don't do enough. The third, it takes about the 5th year for you, for most of us to really discipline ourselves to thin the way we need to.
Yeah.
To get that good sized production that we can enjoy.
So you mentioned our mesquite bean mill.
Yes.
GrowPHX.com has a mesquite bean mill. It's about a $12,000 machine. Come down to the warehouse. It's at the fruit tree warehouse. You can come and see it, and we'll tell you all about it.
And this is just native mesquite beans.
Yep.
Milled up, ground up for pancakes, and
yep.
you would use it just like you would use flour, all-purpose flour.
Exactly.
All right, Farmer Greg, it's urbanfarm.org. And for the fruit tree program, you can get the link right there, urbanfarm.org.
On the front page is our list of classes and when we open and everything.